mice.
It's just a thing in the cage. It's just a thing. It's not a like fear. The thing was it was afraid of it. It's not afraid of the mice.
Well, then why does it avoid it?
Because it's a thing. It's like there's a
but
thing.
But it doesn't avoid other
they're
things.
Afraid.
I don't know. Listen, I don't it know. Won't I'm avoid. Not an expert.
They're afraid.
But I
can
know.
Tell you, I've seen it. It won't
Starship
avoid an armadillo.
Troopers.
It won't avoid a sparrow.
All right, fuck it. We're recording, everybody.
They're afraid.
Hey. How long have we been recording?
Do you want to know more?
Not long. 20 like, some odd seconds.
All right, good. So they got me hating people.
Well, I'm just telling you.
They're afraid.
I still stand by my
we're still angry about it. By the way,
we're gonna figure it out one day.
We will.
This is
yeah,
of course
us,
from
me and Brian. Will.
From a couple of weeks ago, talking about the mouse elephant.
If they're listening to this,
well,
thing.
You know, I look, Tins. I want to make this clear to people that listen to our podcast. We don't talk about the things in the podcast until it's podcast time. So we'll hold this shit in for weeks until
like
we can confront each other in the podcast. Mm-hmm. Although we hang out almost daily, we do our best to make sure that we don't discuss podcast things until it's time for the podcast.
Until shit gets
so,
real.
So
shit
is real right now, and I understand where Matt's coming from, but I still stand by where I'm at.
I know. I figured you would.
Yeah, God bless
well,
you. You're
God
a great
bless
guy.
You too,
I love
Brian.
You very much.
Brian,
but
I'll
defend my position to the end of the earth.
Yeah.
Oh, we are aware. We are very aware.
There's a Ben Franklin quote in there somewhere.
so, what is it? Is this the 15th
yeah.
podcast? Yeah. We're getting there. We
don't even
really
know
are.
What day it is.
Yeah.
Sunday.
It's podcast day.
It's
podcast day. That's what day it is.
Well, it's Tins over here.
And it's Biwo.
I'm Castelvi.
Nick,
Scott, and Mark.
I'm super excited to be back. I'm back for good now, assholes.
What?
How great is that? You know, it's been too
I'd
long.
Say we missed you.
But
you would
you did,
say
it was cool. You did get to come true. In for a couple in that time that you were away.
Yeah, a couple of times. It was nice. It's good to be back on a fairly regular basis, though.
I miss Keith, though.
Well,
who?
Yeah.
Oh,
the tall guy.
Not ringing a bell.
The Habersbasher.
Oh, the Habersbasher.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, did anybody bring our mailbag today?
Oh, God, did we transmit that email into paper yet?
Yeah, here it is. It's coming out of the printer right now.
This doesn't sound like paper at all.
No, it's a box of cookies.
Don't ruin the illusion.
Shut up, no one knows.
Look, my printer was out of paper.
The wall has been broken.
No, the wall hasn't been broken because it's clearly not a paper sound.
No!
Paper sounds like that.
Ooh, that looks like good wrapping.
It's just the envelope, guys. There's
all right.
Paper inside.
Well, let me read this. This one comes from Jerry Parker.
Pass
of,
me a cookie.
Of what was it? Where was it? Partyville, Wisconsin?
No, Jerry Parker is from Chicago.
Jerry,
oh, okay.
What's up, dude?
There's hey, another
Jerry.
Guy.
This is another write-in from Jerry, our good friend.
Yeah.
Who we don't know, I don't think.
So yes. Jerry Parker of Chicago, and... fuck it. Mark, what did Jerry say?
Jerry was wondering...
pass the note, dumbass!
Here you go.
Let me read it. You already opened the envelope, right?
Is that from, like, the Girl Scouts? That kind of
Jerry,
paper?
Jerry was wondering, what about pets?
Jerry.
Okay, you know what?
You're deep, man. I love you.
I don't know about you fellas,
thanks,
but
Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry. I want to talk about this real quick. And I know... I feel bad because I know I'm going to be on the outs on this one.
Okay.
I've only had a few pets in my life. Mm-hmm. I've had some goldfish and some guinea pigs and hamsters.
Rodents.
Because I grew up, well, not a fish. Fish is not a rodent.
No, fish
but,
is not a rodent.
It's a shark. I rest my case.
Shut up, Nick.
Okay.
Okay. But I've grown up with an allergy to dogs. Mm-hmm. My father... was allergic to cats, so we never had a pet in my home. You're right. It did suck.
I know, but you said it so yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, it was. I grew up
it's all right,
without,
man.
Yeah, I grew
must,
up without
must
that.
It must be horrible to have all your Lego structures intact.
Oh, yeah.
And
you could
never
roll around in the lawn without fear of rolling into something.
See, you all say that, but I always hear from you guys and from my girlfriend Amy and other folks I know that are pet owners about the love of a pet. And to be honest, I Brian, would always prefer to have a human around instead of a pet.
Not all of us have that option. And,
yeah,
well,
I don't.
Let me go here. I will explain. You're right. You're right. Not all of us have that option. You are so right.
Because
for the rest, the thing. I'm going to say this, and I pretty much believe that the rest of you guys will deconstruct me and take me apart for the rest of the podcast.
I agree.
I'm okay with that. I actually might agree with you. I'm waiting. For
really?
This.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I really didn't expect
this
that.
Is
well,
here's
let me finish before I play.
Well, here's the thing.
You.
I think animals are wonderful beings, and they do have the capacity to love, and they're great. But to be honest, I would so much rather have a person around instead of a dog or a cat. Or a snake, or whatever you want to have.
Go ahead, Nick.
One of the cool things about having a pet, though, I guess I'm jumping on the deconstructing of you already.
That's okay.
Is the fact that you can, without being a dick to your cat or dog, shun them away, and they will understand. You know, they somehow I had two cats growing up. They always knew when not to bother you.
Uh-huh.
Like, they had a sixth sense, like, if you're in a bad mood. They just...
What were your cat's names, Nick?
The first one was Fudge, or his longer name was Fudgy Ripple Makula.
Oh, God.
And my other cat...
You give the last name, too.
...was Princess. Well, they're part of the Makula family.
Sure. They do have
that's
their last
true. They're
names,
part of the family. Yeah. And I understand that. The thing is I appreciate having a real human there. Like, if I'm acting like an idiot... I love that I live with Mark and Tins and Keith, and they can, if I'm acting like a fool, they will say something.
But also,
does this happen often?
A pet might just give me a look or something. I would rather like someone say like, you know, fuck you, Brian. You're being completely unreasonable.
If only dogs could talk.
What if a cat bit you? Like, would that be the same thing?
What if a cat bit me?
Like,
fuck
when
that.
You were... Okay,
but none of my friends would bite me, but my friends would...
I'd bite you. Yeah,
my friends would actually listen to me, and they would, you know, come up with advice, or they would say, like, man, I don't know what to do. That's pretty crazy.
Brian...
But you have your... Nick, you have that R2-D2... robot.
Which some may call a pet.
Which, well, here's the thing. I believe that R2 unit, if I had that R2 robot that is like 2.5 feet tall and totally reacts to your tone of voice and the way you act around it.
Or so it claims.
Well, it's pretty damn good because it can be a dick just like a pet can. I would much rather have a robot that is a dick to me than a pet that I have to go and take to the vet and deal with it having like weird diarrhea because he ate something weird.
I think what you're ultimately getting at here is you want to be constantly surrounded by assholes.
Well, I would just rather have a friend than a pet, and I would just go get friends.
But a pet
instead of
is
a pet.
Friend. How can you say that you would much rather prefer the company of a pet or of a human to a pet when you've never had the company of a, like a
See, I
dis- true pet.
I've know, had and, pets, and I support Brian's claim.
And the thing
no
is,
way.
And Scott, you know, the thing is like I've been friends with guys and girls that have had pets, and I've been around those pets for a long time, and I've developed relationships with those pets. Now, granted, I didn't live with them every day, and so I guess I will never truly know until I get my own.
You're missing out.
Dude,
but, and,
pets
you know, and,
are assholes.
And,
I'm sorry.
And here's the thing. I'm going to leave it at that. I would rather have a human around to hang out with and deal with and take care of when they're sick than a pet. And I would love to hear why I shouldn't or why I should get a pet. Because I could have a cat, but I choose not to.
What I think is cool about pets... In the sense that I feel like it's training wheels for having a kid. Now, I've never had a kid.
That is what the society... No, he's right, because a lot of
you have
people
to take
are
care
getting
of it.
Married now. They get a dog before...
The practice of the dog.
It's a practice baby is what they're calling it now. I know a lot of people, and that's it's a real thing, man. Yeah, I know. I got a lot of married friends.
If that dog dies, you better not be having a kid.
Does that make a plant a practice pet?
Yeah. I would say that.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
Ryan, you've been claiming plant as practice pet for years.
Yeah, I do that as a joke, but I love that. That's real.
And the thing is, though, we have had rest in peace. We had a bamboo plant at the mansion for the better portion of a year.
Too soon, man.
Well, I think we need to talk about this because we haven't before.
You're right. It's
and
good
I've still
the,
got
it's good
feelings
for the healing.
About it. I don't know how old this plant was. I think I'd rather not know how old it was.
Probably like under a year.
Really don't
remember when it was here.
The previous tenants left this bamboo plant to us. They left the bamboo plant and the toy bin,
really?
Expecting us to do something with it.
You have a toy bin?
That's true.
Yeah, it's right there, dude.
Yeah. You think I bought that bamboo plant for here?
No, to be honest, I'm actually struggling to remember the bamboo plant.
See,
at all.
Mark, you would be a bad dad. Mark,
that's okay.
Don't say Mark's gonna be a bad dad.
He didn't know he had a practice pet.
Mark, I was the only one to water the bamboo plant, and Tins did occasionally because he would notice that I neglected it.
Well, it would more so be like once every 6 weeks. I'd see it and be like, that's right, we have a bamboo plant.
It's dying. I should help it.
What was it, about a month and a half ago, it finally kicked the old bamboo bucket.
It was so cold by that window there. There's nothing we could do.
There were things we could have done.
What?
Put it by a radiator.
You want to get a UV light so it can get sunlight? I had to put it on the damn windowsill.
Yeah, you'd go to no ends.
You would never put a baby carriage near a window, I'm just saying.
What? What are you talking about? Why wouldn't you do that?
No, that's an old colloquial phrase. Yeah.
Never put a baby carriage.
I'm going to stand with Castelvi on that. I think you're talking garbage now.
I know.
I never talk garbage.
The point, though, is that if, like, clearly, we as human beings are not responsible enough to take care of a bamboo plant.
What? Why did you get the humans can't take care of a bamboo plant?
No, the four humans that live in this building are incapable of providing.
Most humans could.
I would talk to the bamboo plant. I'd make sure it's
part
of the
family. But
you
don't have the same investment in a bamboo plant that you do in a baby.
Well, not all of you fellas know this, but I recently purchased a mint plant. And I have been growing this mint plant for 3 weeks.
We've also been ripping its limbs off occasionally.
Well, yeah, because I have to use it for my booze drinks.
That's not what
you do with
the
baby. The plant works for humans. That's its job.
Yeah,
man, if we had like a cat that grew oranges on its fur, we'd take care of that thing.
I won't deny that.
Rose's lime juice bottles or something.
God, wouldn't that be awesome?
Just still be in its diaper, find one.
What's up, Scott?
You said before that you agree with Brian.
Yes.
And that you've had pets that, you know, you apparently, I guess, have felt close to, and you think it's a bad idea. You don't want them.
Yeah, I've had pets. I had a lot of pets growing up, and I hated them all.
Okay, tell us about your pets. What were they?
Hate is such a strong word. I hate some of them. I had a dog growing up and two cats. My cats were named Itchy and Scratchy from The Simpsons.
I wonder why they hated you.
No, they were assholes. Dude, that girl cat, they were brothers and sisters, and the girl cat was like a fucking bitch, man. Fucking we'd feed it and we'd provide it a home, and then it did not, like, you couldn't pet it, you couldn't, like, get near it because it'd just hiss at you and hide under the couch. And it's just like,
you know how you
go ahead,
you would treat if you have a new cat. What I always heard when I had Princess, the second cat, if you have a small bathroom, you put the litter box in the bathroom, and then so you make sure the cat stays in the bathroom so it understands to shit in the litter box, and then you go in there. So it understands that who you are and that you're not, like, a slave owner. You're, like, a person that the cat can trust.
Oh, I see.
So you leave them in there for, like, a three-day period.
It's not that I hate the idea of having pets. I'm agreeing with Brian that I think humans are better than pets. And where I'm going off of that is I hate it when, and I apologize, Jerry, if you're this person, people treat their pets as other people. And they're not. They're animals. And, like, people just going crazy about these animals and people, like, dressing them up.
I agree with that.
And taking them out and being like, well, Princess, I'm sorry, that's a common name, but Princess needs his own room. And he's got to be like
Princess
this.
Needs his own room. Yeah.
She was a
or girl cat.
Guys, that, sure, dude.
Or like people that leave money, like that could have gone to charity.
Or dude,
to
no,
pets,
no. Or
know?
Like taking your dog to like a therapist, like a dog therapist.
There's a place on.
Wait, that's a thing,
dude. Go to Southport.
Yeah.
Southport.
Yeah.
You go down there.
I mean, there's like dog trainers.
There's groomers. Like, there's fucking like psychoanalysts. There's like tarot cards reading for your dog, man. Dude, they're dogs. They're not people. And it just infuriates me when it's like, oh, you can't sit on that. That's the dog's couch. It's like, well, I'm a human. I'm better than the dog. If I killed the dog, I wouldn't even go to jail.
And like, that's, you know, so and maybe and gosh, I like to.
I'm getting
that
nods. I'm getting nods.
I like to
I would
believe that I'm a
jail,
thoughtful fella, but I gotta say, when I see those commercials on TV where Sarah McLachlan's talking about like those. Yeah, where she's talking about those harmed animals, all I can think of is, like, there are so many starving children and humans
exactly.
that need our help. I would much rather help a human any day than an animal.
Well,
and maybe that makes me a speciesist.
The thing is, Biwo, generally I have about 2 cups of coffee a day. For the price of 1 cup of coffee, I could feed a starving child. For the price of that other cup of coffee, maybe I could give that dog its eye back or something.
But you could also feed another starving child. Like,
well,
I don't think we're
going to get a lot of PETA people calling me an asshole.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I would so much rather help another human than an animal. And maybe it's just because I never.
Here's my point,
line,
is if it was between me or a dog, are you going to pick that dog? Because if you are, I'm going to leave this podcast
and
right now.
And the thing that gets... I'll see homeless.
You're picking
folks.
The dog, Mark?
I know.
You
know, I'm terrible with
living
pets.
Here in the city of Chicago, you know, you'll see homeless folks, and they'll be with... they'll have an animal.
Street rats, they're called.
Well, no, they're, no.
Like Aladdin?
Tim's just like physically shrunk in his body when I said, I called the homo street rat.
Street rat.
He's like, shit, it just said street rat.
That was way too close to a spit take.
Well, here's the deal.
If you had something in your mouth, dude, you would spit.
The thing is if I see a homeless person with an animal, it just makes me upset because it's like, why are you bringing this innocent animal?
Because that's
animal?
Their only friend in the world.
No, dude, that's
you
their meal
what?
Ticket, man.
Bullshit.
You'll give money more to a homeless guy with a dog.
That's
more people would
true.
Because they want to get the dog to
that's
have food.
But that makes me angry. Why would you involve that animal into your own shit? If you have all the money in the world, adopt every animal. Take care of the world's animals.
I really don't
animals.
Think the
Fine.
Homeless guy on, you know, Madison Avenue downtown is going to the Humane Society and adopting pets.
I think he's stealing them, you think?
He might be stealing.
Yeah.
No, but, like, I agree with you. Like, I think if you see a homeless person with an animal, people are probably more likely to give that guy money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But come on. You gotta believe that pet is, like, that guy's rock. Like, that's all he has in the world, you know?
And yeah, I guess I'm not looking into the mind of
it's
the homeless awesome. Person.
I can see that.
To be honest, I don't... Gosh, I don't know the mindset of a lot of those folks, so I wouldn't know. I don't
it's,
know.
Well, it's like... It's kind of like you were saying, Brian. Like, you would prefer a human to an animal, but you'd probably prefer an animal to nothing, right?
I would certainly prefer an animal to nothing.
Would you
right.
prefer an animal to a homeless person?
No. I would any human.
So you'd walk a homeless person like in the morning before you went to work and then you got back from work.
I think there's more chance of getting bit by
a homeless person.
I wouldn't need to walk
a homeless person. They're a human. They can take care of themselves right. to an
you'd
extent.
Be surprised. I've seen
but,
some
but you know
people.
What? But they would
The homeless people don't listen to this podcast.
I would never, yeah,
to all of our homeless listeners, we apologize.
It's completely not the same thing. And I would do my best to make another homeless friend if I could.
There's sure. someone really furious, like shaking their computer in a public
I hope it's Jerry Parker.
Right now.
Look, I'm just saying, I would rather find another homeless fella or gal to be friends with. And I know a good portion of the world would disagree with me, and I feel bad that I just don't understand why I don't get it.
I
just don't get it.
We're half and half here.
Yeah, but I mean, you're friends with me. You know,
that's and your opinions are contagious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you think I'm okay. I'm sure there are a lot of pet lovers that think that I'm a terrible asshole for that.
No, I think I'm going to take most of the brunt of that.
For the record, Brian's girlfriend just raised her hand.
Yeah. Yeah. I and she'll argue to the death with me about that one. And
I think I don't know. My reasons for agreeing with you are way less like philosophical than just personal.
Did you have a pet, Mark?
Yeah, I had a couple different pets. The longest one was the dog Copper mentioned.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about Copper,
and shits everywhere and ate that shit.
Dogs are so fucking lazy.
And then smashed all my Legos.
I'm not gonna talk anymore.
Copper is a beautiful golden retriever.
He's gorgeous.
And, you know,
he's
so really,
sad looking.
Yeah, he's such a sad, beautiful dog, and I really like Copper. But to be honest, I'd rather be friends with Mark than Copper.
I've known Mark since 2002, and I like the dog better than
Mark. Mark is
really?
A dick.
Really?
The dog doesn't judge us.
No, he totally
so
does.
Sweet. What a good dog, you know?
I'd like to imagine a scenario in which, like, we're still living with Mark, but he behaves worse than a dog does. Like, we wake up in the morning.
Everywhere?
We wake up in the morning
Hey!
Because that would just make me equal to Copper.
Like,
hey!
All the cabinets in the fridge are open. Like, there's cereal strewn everywhere, and the bags are torn apart.
Hey!
Shit on the bathroom floor.
Hey!
Mark,
what?
I would like to say, I did. Copper and I reconciled later in life.
Oh, that's nice.
It was when he was a puppy, we had so much trouble getting along, and part of it's because I don't have good eyesight. So I can't.
What?
Like, I can't see what he's doing very well. So every time he'd get close, and when he was young, he was a big nipper, you know? Yeah. So it was very scary for me as a child because I don't necessarily know what he's doing. So at any given moment, he could be, like, in the process of biting me, and I don't know.
Sure.
And that happened a couple times.
Would you be able to feel him biting you?
Well, but, like, the thing is, like, you see a dog, like, you see its subtle movements, and then you can get out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas I can't necessarily.
Okay.
And so it happened enough that I was like, I just don't want to get near this dog. Because I just thought I was like, hey, Copper, I'm like 8 and I want to be your friend. Ready for, ow, I was going to hug you. And
that's so dumb. They don't know you're trying to hug them.
And so and the thing is like, and this is, I was at literally, no joke, having this argument about pet versus baby today. And I was saying that like, because I, you know, I don't think I could take care of a pet because they're unpredictable and I can't solidly communicate with them. But I think that I could raise a child because, A, their teeth aren't as sharp. And, B, like, I could control a child if I needed to. Like, I could pick up a baby. And then when they're older, I can communicate with them, whether or not they want to listen to me.
If your puppy died versus if your baby died, it wouldn't be as bad. Like, if your puppy died, you'd be like, oh, okay, get a new puppy, I guess. But if your baby died, you might be in trial. I mean, that's my argument.
I know a lot of people.
Real broken up when Copper
died. I remember when, didn't Copper have cancer?
Copper had everything.
Well,
damn it.
But
it took so much disease to kill that dog.
And I remember you talked about, like the possibility of chemo for Copper. And I thought to myself, God, chemo for a dog.
Yeah.
It's a dog.
I know. That's
they thought about chemo for Princess.
For the cat?
So many people would be pissed at me because I say, God, it's a dog.
Well, I
will never understand that. And that makes me, I feel like I'm missing something.
I mean, to be honest, as in some way the owner of Copper, like I had that same thought. You know, obviously I'm lucky, or Copper was lucky in that, my parents, you know, cared about him enough and had the means at the time, to afford that. And also, to be honest, dog chemo is way less expensive than human chemo for various health insurance industry-related reasons that don't exist in the pet insurance industry. At the same time, I was like, you know, that's the money that could be for Carrie's college. Like, the money that could,
I mean,
be for a lot
again,
of things.
Again, going on with the argument of what's more important, this dog or the human beings that are in our
life. No, I completely agree. And I'm a huge, huge pet lover, and I'm I'm just aching to talk about my cats over here.
Do you have three kittens?
I have two, but I'll go into it in a minute.
And they're beautiful.
Thank you. They are beautiful.
And I know how much of an animal lover you are. Nick and Tins also love animals,
oh, yeah.
too.
I love cats.
Love
so,
animals.
I can't wait to hear what you fellas have to say.
But I want to agree with you. Like, I mean, I don't know if I would phrase it as if I had to, like, I'll give my dog an example that I grew up with. I mean, I wouldn't phrase it as it's a dog necessarily.
Yeah.
But it's a good. I mean, you got to think about it. You know, that's money we could be putting away to fix the house, do this, to pay bills, whatever. Yeah. And it's cheaper than human treatment, but it's still fucking expensive. Mm-hmm. And my segue into that is that this morning, actually, my two cats. I have two kittens. They're 10 months old now.
What are their names for the record?
We have two. They're a brother and a sister. She was the runt of the litter, and he was the only boy in like a litter of seven. And he is Shakespeare. Her name is Sookie.
And what an eclectic
I assume named after the Jersey Shore character.
No way.
Shakespeare?
Oh, God, no.
Shakespeare and Snooki would be a spicy
Jersey Shore named Snooki. Okay. I'll kill my cat tonight just to not.
No, the Jersey Shore.
Just to do it a favor.
It's a Snooki with an N.
Snooki, alright, they're not even close.
Yeah,
no,
it's
Snooki.
Not.
Would you rather have a pet or a Jersey Shore? I don't even know.
Oh, God damn it.
Jersey Shore.
It's awful. No, but they're like.
From True Blood?
Yeah, the main character's
man,
name is Sookie.
I don't get that show, man. I don't want to get
good shit.
I don't get that show,
a lot of people like that
That's
show.
A great show.
I don't get it.
I've actually heard a lot of people.
I want to do a whole podcast about it, but...
Yeah, we'll talk about it another time.
We'll talk about it afterwards.
No, so we've had the kittens, and my fiancée, Susan, and I, my amazing, wonderful fiancée...
She's wonderful.
Aww. She's great.
There's like a little heart above his head.
There seriously is.
she's super neat.
She's awesome.
I think she's great.
Yeah, I love that girl.
God bless her.
Anyways, the little girl Sookie has kind of had coughing fits.
Uh-oh.
Cat coughing?
Yeah, like first we thought it was like, you know, a hairball or maybe she just got near some dust or something, but she's been doing it pretty regularly. And she does this thing, it's hard to explain, you know, on over radio, but she's so little and she's got a huge gut. But she's just like the tiniest, little, daintiest, little lady, feminine-looking cat in the world.
Did you say she was the runt, too?
She was the runt, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And she does this thing where when she wants to, like, getting ready to go to bed, she'll lay on Susan's chest and, like, suckle at her, like, her neckline of the shirt she's wearing. And what she's doing is akin to, like, a little baby sucking its thumb.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, it reminds her of her mother. Mm. And it's just like, how do you not fall in love with this thing? And
Can I interject for
a minute? Yeah, go ahead. Please.
did you know that cats eat their owners if they die?
If cats die, they eat their owners?
No, if the people
die.
Wait,
no.
What?
Yeah, a cat will eat its owner.
Where did you hear this?
I looked it up online on my many searches.
I searched it up online.
I'm always in the knowledge.
Oh, I'm going to need a source here.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't have a source.
You just dropped an atomic bomb on a cute story.
I know. That's why I waited.
Tell me.
We're thinking Regis maximum cuteness.
It wasn't a regular bomb. It was atomic.
It's
like,
true, dude.
Like
I swear, man.
The survivors will be sterile.
Listen,
now.
I heard it.
Because
I heard
of
it.
What you did.
I don't have any
story.
Credible resources.
No,
but
you don't.
Look it up. Look it up, dude.
I was the one that didn't even like pets, and you made me upset.
I know. Well, that's what I'm going for.
I've had
for.
Two cats. They would never eat me. I can tell you that much.
Dude, they'd eat you in a heartbeat. Dude. They're fucking animals.
Please explain this extreme
they don't know. No one knows. Like, they don't.
What'd you fucking read?
I don't know where.
Are you lying?
I don't know why they do it.
A cat's
cats
can
eat
you.
Owners when they
wait,
die.
Are you, wait,
don't so
know
why?
By Kasubi. Jimmy McGraw.
Are you talking about cats? Or are you talking about
New York Times?
They fucking eat the humans?
They will eat the body, man.
Did you get... Did the guy get confused between a cat and a lion, which is a
I
bigger cat?
I did not
cat?
Get confused.
So they just eat...
They'll
eat
They'll
the
just
body.
Eat it. They'll just eat it. They don't know, like... You I don't know,
in that
the
case,
reasoning.
In that
no
case,
one really knows why.
I would
why.
Be honored to be eaten by Shakespeare.
You see, there's that. See? He doesn't mind.
Yeah, I mean, like
he doesn't mind. It's just a fact.
What the hell do I care?
And you
it's
can't
a fact,
take
dude.
Care of them. So like
it's
that's
survival.
It's like your last.
On
get-
his own.
Well, okay. Oh. Hold on. We all remember the movie Alive. Because Selby, if we were in a plane and it crashed, Would you be upset if I ate you, assuming you were dead?
Why the fuck are you... Wait, I died? Why did I die?
Because
wait, like, if I'm dead and you're going to eat me?
I'm going to eat you.
You better eat me quick, dude, because my body could
die. Well, that's the thing for a cat. Assuming that, you know, like, there's no food around, they have to survive.
Exactly. It's, exactly.
So why would humans do that, too?
Maybe more importantly...
A dog would not do that.
A dog would eat
just
you.
Just let it know. They,
did that come from your same mystery source?
No, I'm sorry. Look it up,
dude. I'm not basing this
on... It'll be on the podcast. It'll be on the website this week. I'll have all my things on it. Don't worry. There'll be sources and it'll all be good. Don't worry.
I can't wait to see it.
Now I gotta do that shit.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
it's gonna be so much work.
Don't fucking throw out your knowledge, dick.
I'm sorry.
You're not prepared to like explain.
Fucking
it.
Suck my knowledge, dick, dude. Because that's fucking true. They'll eat them.
So,
but he says it's cool.
He says it's cool.
Makula says it's cool. It's not offensive. It's just a fact.
Proves you again.
Castelli, just because
again, fuck you.
Castelli, just because they say it's cool, that doesn't mean that it happens.
Yeah.
Just because like Nick and
Nick
like,
would
yeah, I'd be.
Well, look it up, dude. Give me their future device. I'll do it right now.
I'm not lending you this
because you know I could be right. You don't have enough evidence to say that I'm wrong, is the thing.
I died, and then he was eaten.
I've got another pet scenario, a pet problem, if you will. If I like had a whole bunch of money and I could have any pet that I wanted, it would be really cool to have a pet elephant. But it would also hear me out. You don't know
where
what
I'm is this going, Tins? You're so covert.
The thing is, if I had all those options, maybe I want some pet mice too. Problem here is, of course, you can't have a pet elephant and a pet mouse together because they're obviously going to be scared of each other. Everybody knows that.
Why are you egging me on right now? Do you want to start it again?
I mean, do you mind?
God damn it! Fine, sure, let's go, man. Whatever. Let's go. Let's talk about mice and elephants again. It's not like we didn't talk about them last week. And when we were going into this podcast. But we'll talk about it.
My question is, okay, Castelvi, suppose you own a pet elephant and a pet mouse. You want to own them. You love them both that badly.
Sounds great.
How do you keep them in the same house together without ever seeing each other?
Well, what kind of house do I have where I can sustain an elephant?
You've got a big garage.
I'm keeping this elephant in the garage. I don't think I can legally do that.
Dude, let it outside during the day. It'll be like a cat.
All right. Well,
you,
if
you
it's
have
in
like
the
an
garage,
shunning fence for this elephant.
It's more like it's a team of National Guard units.
If you're suggesting that I keep all my pets in the same garage to be away from them, I probably wouldn't. I'd probably keep the mouse in the house, but not because it rhymes. To be fair,
keeping the mouse in the house would be logical because most houses wouldn't have ceilings tall enough for the elephant.
I would argue keeping a mouse in the house would also be difficult. My dog gets into the garage a lot just because when people come in and out of the house, it's a new territory for the dog.
Maybe he would get a mouse terrarium.
Possibly. If you're suggesting that I keep all my pets in the same location to save time, so I can play with them all in the same instance, I probably wouldn't.
Because they're afraid of each other.
I'm not doing it because they're afraid of each other. It's because it's stupid to keep all your pets in one. Why don't you just put one out?
Why do you have a lighter this close to my face?
If I wanted to, I'd bring the mouse into the garage.
You don't keep all your eggs in one
I wouldn't
basket,
be afraid to
and
do
you
it.
Don't keep all your pets in one garage.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
I actually have a story about a gerbil dying.
Okay. Good. We're off topic.
No, it's related.
Did you eat its body?
No.
Hey, everyone, it's a story from Nick.
So, to entertain this elephant mouse in the house situation.
B-Wo, you got to do something for the ladies later, if we got time.
Okay. Oh, I would love
that. I want
that
to start to be a thing. Go ahead, Nick.
Okay. So, I had a gerbil growing up. I also had a cat named Princess. The gerbil's name was Luke Skywalker. That's besides the point.
Really?
The gerbil was in its cage above my dresser in my room. We thought that'd be safe because the cat can't jump up to the gerbil cage and try to scare the shit out of it.
Bullshit.
Exactly. I came home one time from like elementary school, and the cat somehow, like, I left one drawer open, and somehow the cat was able to jump onto like the middle drawer onto the cage.
They're insane.
The gerbil had a heart attack.
Wow. What?
Is the cat?
How do you know?
Wait, maybe the vet said. No, I'll believe that. Maybe the vet said.
Because the cat was on top of the cage, clawing and hissing, because the gerbil was white, so it looked like a mouse. And cats and mice. Cats love eating mice.
That sounds right.
Can you imagine dying, being stuck in this cage with like a huge, it'd be like a T-Rex cat
on your car
clawing at you?
God,
literally scared to death.
What a horrible thing.
Maybe I change my mind. I buy that.
I buy that. Yeah, I believe. Yeah. Wow. Oh God.
Oh God.
I don't know. But it didn't get in, right?
No, it didn't. But it was just like the cage.
You weren't
was, like,
there, so you don't know all the details.
No, I just came and I saw a gerbil like, like.
Oh, like it was like face
like,
up,
face up, like in the stiff, like rigor mortis.
Was the cat? Did you see the cat still pawing?
The cat
there?
Was still pawing. The cat
looked
at me. Oh, so
he'd been doing it for hours.
Yeah, and then the cat looked. Princess looked at me and then dove behind me.
Oh, he knew he did bad.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. That's what I knew. The cat. See, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's fucking terrifying. Oh, but anyways, you could have been doing that for days. You don't
to
know.
Finish my story.
Oh, Scotch tape. What is it?
This is. We ended up having. We took.
I
to
totally
bag.
Interrupted you.
No, no, no. That was great. Yeah, that was a great tangent.
What a terrible.
That was a great tangent. She was terrible. But long story short, we took them to the vet. You know, they're going to be okay. Gave them some medicine. But like seeing them, you know, having to go through, like this poor little girl, you know, she has to get her temperature taken. And you know what that's like if you're a pet. Right up the butt.
Yeah, that is yep. not. That's
and then you got
sometimes babies have to do that too.
Yeah, babies got to do that. I mean,
yeah. Oh yeah, it's terrible.
I, you know, to be honest, when you're not expecting it, no fun.
truer words were never spoke.
I mean,
I'm gonna write that down.
I
want to
make a pair
it.
Of boxer shorts and put that quote on the ass
right next to your face.
I still want the mouse pad. Those mouse
with
pads
their
out.
With
their for sale.
Don't
right
fuck
now.
Anybody.
The mouse pads are out right now. Yeah. Don't fuck anyone.
On the
don't
Oculus Store. Don't fuck anyone. No, but yeah, I mean, God, I mean, when you're not expecting it, yeah. That is no fun.
So anyways, like, I felt terrible for these cats, you know, they had no idea what was going on, it felt like they were my kids, you know, it was weird.
You were responsible
like,
for them.
Today, when I was there, I would do anything for those cats this morning. It was, you know, it was unbelievable, and it's like, oh, this little animal makes you feel like that.
That's
it's
nice.
Unbelievable.
There's this, I feel like I have this weird, like, Ace Ventura ability to attract cats to me.
What?
Two examples. The people living below my apartment, there was this cat that apparently had some bacteria thing.
So bacteria thing.
I don't know. So they had to shave the fur off.
You're like the fucking horse whisperer or something.
He sees everyone.
The cat
exactly.
car, they call it.
Caw, meow.
And the cat whisperer.
So I would go outside for my morning cigarette before I took a shower, and I was going back upstairs, and right before the front, right before the my door was this hairless cat that looked like a rodent. It scared the crap out of me. But I knew it was the neighbor downstairs, so I was kind of like, hey, go away, go away. Because I knew it was going to jump inside.
But what are those hairless... Aren't there hairless cats, though? What
there
was
are
that?
Hairless
yeah,
cats.
They look like rodents.
What are they called?
Like a hairless bear, you mean, that they found?
No, we'll get to that. We can
God.
Talk about that later.
Don't even bring up the goddamn hairless bear.
It's terrifying.
Oh, how fucking weird
that thing
is that?
Is disgusting.
Like, that's a graphic depiction of Fuzzy Wuzzy.
We could probably leave it at that since you at home can't see what we're talking about. But if you Google, like, hairless bear, you'll find it and you'll be revolted.
It's awful.
It's terrible.
It's
so,
so
I'm
so, sad.
So glad when I showed you that,
bring
I couldn't believe you had
goddamn hairless
that.
Bear.
That is the funniest thing in the entire world. But what is the cat's name? A hairless cat.
Yeah.
What breed is that?
It's,
does anyone know? Because a chihuahua, isn't that like a chihuahua? Like a hairless dog?
Chihuahua's about as hairless
just
as
any
they can.
Dog
but that's what, but I mean, that's a type of chihuahua. So I'm saying, is there a breed
chihuahua,
of cat?
Well, the chihuahua, it has hair.
Well, it's a mammal. It's got hair, but
yeah,
it's got the least hair of all
yeah.
the dogs.
Well,
yeah, I know.
Dolphin's got is a mammal. It doesn't have hair.
It's got yeah, it does. It's what? Got teensy
where?
Tiny little hairs that are not like they're not as
but where'd
densely
you read this shit
as,
online?
Well, they were...
I read this shit because I've got a fucking science degree and I know all mammals have hair. All right. Period.
Yeah. Also, I bet
whipping out his fucking science dick right now.
I was at SeaWorld. I was in the show. See earlier podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark was in
I fed dolphins in a SeaWorld.
Did we talk about that in the podcast?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I pet them. They have hair.
They do. I've had a dolphin before.
It's like elephants. It's teeny tiny hairs.
I know elephants got hair.
Mice, too.
I know that as well.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
The cat.
What is the cat, though?
The breed of cat, I couldn't tell you. I don't know enough about cat breeds like I know about dog breeds.
But that breed is in there. It was just this hairy one, Nick.
I don't know.
Right?
My thing was maybe the cat was just that breed of cat.
Genus Mammalia.
Is it possible that it was just a hairless cat?
No, they told me that.
They told you that it was.
That, like, I was like, hey, I just have a weight bench outside my kitchen, and there was that you could go up through the back enclosed back porch. I was making breakfast one morning.
You mean that the weight bench where you work out topless?
No, I put a shirt on.
Are you going to be topless now, man?
I was topless last night.
You were. It was all right.
I was going to bed.
He's just a little hairy. That's
all. Do you put baby oil on before you work out or after?
I don't know. Why would I use baby oil?
Why would you use baby oil?
Why would he use his pet baby oil?
Because that was just BWO's segment for the ladies.
Does
something for the ladies.
Well done,
that
Brian.
That was my segment for the ladies this week.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I wanted to intro it with my sexy voice.
Well, you want to do it one more time?
I guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I got this weight bench. We can just go back and then you
Hey, wait, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, everybody. It's time for B-Wo Does Something for the Ladies.
Hey, Nick, so when you're on the weight bench, are you topless?
Not usually, no.
This has been B-Wo Does Something for the Ladies. Tune in next week, y'all.
That was fun.
Yeah, you didn't know that was going to happen.
Well,
Yeah, we kind of.
Well, yeah, but Nick twice, did it before. I think, yeah. Surprised him.
That was great.
Got you.
I've got a question.
Okay.
I'm going to just forget about what I was talking about before.
Bring it, Nicky.
If you had a cat that weighed 35 pounds, let's say.
What?
Hypothetical. Oh, no. We're on to Fudgy now.
We're on to Fudgy Ripple Makula, who weighed 35 pounds. And the cat could not. It's cats, if you've ever had a cat. They licked themselves to clean themselves.
That's true.
This cat was too big that he couldn't clean himself.
Oh, no. Did he have, like, bands of dirty on him?
He did. He would just have, like, you know, like, when you're moving, you lift your bed up, you have the dust clouds? It was, that shit, like, on his back.
Okay. Ugh. Another question. If your roommate had a 35-pound cat...
Fuck you. Fuck you, Mark.
That was in aforementioned condition... And after a long and wonderful life, he passed away. 15
years. 15 good years.
Wonderful years. He passed away. What would you say to that roommate?
Mark, here's the thing.
Wait.
I was there when Nick found out and when you laughed when Fudgy died.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
What? You laughed? I was fucking there.
I laughed after I said he had it coming.
No. Yes. No, you laughed. You had trouble. Yes. You... Fuck you, Mark. You have trouble saying that sentence. I was ready to throw my Eleanor's kitchen in your face.
I was right there. Bad. I was right there when Mark said it. It was, and I watched him. And Nick and... I've been friends with both Nick and Mark for a very long time.
I can't believe that's a true story.
But those two have been friends longer than I've known them. And so Mark said... It was
trying
to lighten
the mood.
Oh, it was awful. I couldn't believe it. And I at least, although I hadn't known Nick as long as Mark had known Nick, I knew that Fudgy was important to Nick, despite the fact that Fudgy was morbidly obese.
Big boned. He was big boned.
Morbidly obese for a cat.
He's frowning at you.
The cat was huge.
That's a big problem with cats, is obesity.
Yes. Well,
which is weird because cats are only normally supposed to, you know, if you leave a whole bunch of food out for a cat, they're supposed to only take their portion and then stop eating. Because in the wild, they're used to eating like a mouse-sized portion, and that's their meal.
Well,
they leave it alone.
This fucking cat was fat as
Fudge
all
ate
fuck.
Tomatoes, oh, Tins. God. He would eat tomatoes.
I'm sorry, what?
So damn fat.
Fudge ate tomatoes. My parents had come down when I was in elementary school. And somehow we would hear the cat because he'd jump on the kitchen table, and then from the kitchen table, he would literally hurl his weight onto the counter, and you'd hear, boom! And, like, my parents thought, like, someone broke in. So they run down and just see, kind of like how you imagine Mark if he was a dog. They would just see food all around the counter, like tomato juice, half a banana. Like, this is
my There's, cat. Like, a quarter of a sandwich made.
Like, he was, like, in Back to the Future 2, when they fill up the garbage, when they fill up the DeLorean with just garbage, that was my cat's mouth. Just anything. He would eat it.
Your cat was Mr. Fusion?
Yeah. Yes.
Dude, it's like Garfield, man.
He was.
Well, Garfield does only eat lasagna, though.
And man, does he hate Mondays.
God, don't even bring him up.
Fuck that.
Don't bring up Mondays in front of Garfield.
I really feel like we should pause Garfield for another time. I honestly feel...
You're
no,
right, dude.
Dude, we can have a whole Garfield podcast
can
and
we?
You know
Hey, Jerry, write in about Garfield.
Wait for Garfield Week. We do Garfield Week. Written in by... us.
No, dude, me and Keith could have so many more shitty new Garfield comics.
Oh, I would love that.
We don't get to bust out our MS Paint boners nearly
often.
I'm
going to challenge you to do a whole bunch, not just one.
Dude, I could do one a day, and so could Keith.
All right,
do
good.
It, do it. I'd
I
love
think
that,
that is a great idea.
That's hilarious.
So Jerry, write in and ask us, what's the deal with Garfield?
Why are you gonna have Jerry do it? We can do
Jerry
it.
Jerry loves to do it, I assume.
Jerry's plenty great. Maybe Jerry's busy. Jerry's got a
How hard life. Is it, Jerry? Come on.
Man, he's gotta be loving this right now.
Jerry,
I can get Katie to do it, maybe Robert Hughes.
You know, he's got
or
a lot
a new
on
person.
His mind. I don't want to burn
or a new
him.
Person.
This would be a great time to say if you would like us to insightfully discuss a topic of your choice and then further explore it on our website for the next week, write in your podcast question to info@octavarius.com.
Sweet.
That's OctavariuS, and we will owe you a debt of gratitude.
Mark, why do you gotta even talk about owing debt? Because, you know, I don't want to have to owe anybody debt.
All right.
But if I did have a debt, I would really want to call it.
Damn it! Oh, God man. Damn it! How does he do it? I swear
week.
To you, I'm really surprised every week.
If I do...
Unbelievable.
All right, do your commercial, B-Will.
If I did have a debt of $10,000 or more... I know who I would want to call, and that's Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. What's that phone number, man?
That's 866-963-2354. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. If you have over $10,000 of debt, Legal Helpers Debt Resolution will negotiate down your debt up to 50% or more. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. The website is legalhelpersdr.com.
And this has been BWO Does Something for the Bankrupt.
Okay. Hang on. I believe Tins and I just got...
Yeah, we need to talk about this.
We need to talk about what just happened to our phones. Scotch tape is... Brian has just got it. We're all getting this right now. Scotch tape himself just sent us the hairless bear. We just got hairless bear points.
To all of our cell phones.
Oh, God.
What have you
so
done,
angry.
Scott?
That's 5 points.
I don't know if this is a game we need to continue.
This is... I'm going to throw up right now.
Oh, God. The hairless bear.
Oh, my God.
What Scott has done is he, while in this podcast, texted us a picture of the hairless bear. And under the caption is hairless bear points, reminiscent of our Will Smith points game that we are always playing.
Not unlike any of our dozen or so
points
related games.
Oh, God.
Subject points.
So he just created a terrible game we have to play now.
You're welcome.
Where I assume we're going to just show each other hairless bears.
That's why I put it on your phones. Now you all have it.
Speaking of points...
I'm glad you did it during the podcast, too.
Makula, speaking of points, how long ago did you put those spoons in my bathrobe?
Oh, that was like 3 weeks ago.
Okay, I just found them yesterday.
Have you been using that bathrobe daily?
Not in 3 weeks.
They're referring, of course, to
yeah,
spoon points.
And actually, to segue into another shitty game we always play, I was going to just walk outside in what I slept in, which was barely anything, except I had to put on my bathrobe because I knew that B-Wo would be in the apartment, and as per the...
There's no way we have time to explain these games.
Yes, I will explain it.
Sorry,
As per the wording in the contract that both of us sign, any time that I am seen in the presence of BWO without a shirt, or more specifically, sporting a bare chest, BWO has full permission to chop me like Ric Flair, the wrestler, would chop me.
This is a legal binding contract that yeah, they both signed.
It. It's on the website. You can look it up.
We signed this contract December 24th, 2009, and I have been careful enough to not have a bare chest in his presence since.
Yeah, Mark had our lawyer look it over. Brenty has approved.
Brenty what?
It is a binding contract.
Yeah. He's good at what he does.
I can chop
tins
in the chest. Now,
of course, spoon points.
But part of chopping tins in the chest, before I do it, I have to say what Shawn Michaels did before he super kicked Ric Flair to knock him out and end his career. Is I would have to look tins in the eye when he's sporting a bare chest and say, "I'm sorry, I love you," and then chop him as hard as I possibly can.
Which sucks because as soon as he says those words and I realize my folly, I know it's coming.
And he can't block it. He has to take
it. I can't block it. I can't react angrily.
Well, why did you get returned for this agreement?
Nothing.
He didn't get shit.
Not a damn thing.
Then why would you sign that?
Because it was silly.
He said, none of those chops in wrestling can hurt.
That's right.
And I said,
you had it coming.
I said, Tins, you have no idea. You know, it won't hurt you permanently, but boy, do they sting. They have a good sting to them if you do it right.
And to this day, I still refuse to believe that, for the record.
Hey, well, why don't you walk out without a shirt one day?
No, fuck that.
If you ever walk without a shirt in front of me for the rest of your goddamn life, I will tell you, I'm sorry,
what if you're
I
at
love
the pool?
You, and fucking chop you in the chest.
Dude,
what if you're at the pool?
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
If we're at the pool.
You know we have a pool now.
You know he's going to have to wear a fucking shirt every time we go in the
I am. I'm going to have to be the shirt guy.
For no reason, because your body is very lovely.
Yeah,
and there could be like people we haven't met before there.
There could be
some super ladies there, and I have to explain why I'm the shirt guy at the pool.
Yeah,
dude, they're not gonna buy it.
It's only because if he wasn't wearing a shirt, I would chop him in the fucking chest.
No, man,
he would have to do that.
Dude, you might have to take that risk. I think you might have to take that risk.
No,
shirtless, man.
Never.
Maybe BWO will be nice about it, man. You don't know.
I don't know.
No,
think he will.
Look, here's the thing. I'm going to do one honest chop, and that's it. I have to stand by what I said. I'm not going to try and hurt him, but I'm going to let him know what a good chop is. It's good sting.
I mean, you are going to try and hurt me.
No, I'm just going to try and
just
chop
once,
you right.
Tins.
I'm just going to try and chop you right. And it's not for my pleasure. I told you not to make the bet. That's true.
You really did try to talk me out of it at the time.
I did.
But it was the day before Christmas, and I was just excited about everything.
You were so damn sure of yourself, and I
you
tried
get
to
nothing
you.
From this bet, and I said that when you signed it.
You did. You were there, and so there it is.
Oh,
you
man.
Know.
Where is this? Where do you keep the contract?
It's online.
Mark's
even.
Got it.
It's online. I also
Mark's
have a copy
it.
Posted on my
yeah.
on my cork board
yeah,
on top
I
on my door.
It's
well.
Also in the official Octavarius legal archives that we use for other things like our banking.
Yeah,
like
it's totally
it's
in there.
Seriously kept.
Yeah, and I didn't want to do it, but Tim said it. And so now I have to honor it. I respect that, and I'm going to give
Tins
one
Tins is
mistake.
Notorious for making stupid bets, if I'm not mistaken.
It's just more fun for everyone.
Well,
it's really my
but
idea.
To be fair, BWO, you still owe me a McDonald's dinner.
I'm ready to pay.
I am sorry about that, Brian.
I owe still owe everybody in this room McDonald's parfait.
Yeah, you do.
What the fuck? Yeah.
What is this? This pets podcast is just disintegrated.
Are we out of time?
We got a couple minutes left. Okay. I was going to pose a question, and I'm pretty sure you probably have the same scenario. If you could have any pet,
exact same scenario.
That's what I thought. If you could have any pet in the world, any animal on earth,
does it have to be real? Like, could I have a talk?
Yeah,
dog?
Come on, dude. Don't go crazy.
let's
why,
keep it.
Why not?
Don't
why
imagine
can't we
count
with
your
Alf.
Imagination.
Okay,
Alf
no. You know
awesome.
What? You know what? Fine.
Alf.
No, I'm not going to go. Let's not go into alien land. But
damn it.
Okay, you can have any animal in the world as a
Alf
pet.
Alf eats fucking cats.
We all are aware.
And I will. And he's dead now.
Although, after what Castelli said, I assume that's just protecting us.
Okay, real quick, because we're running out of time. You can have one animal as a pet, any animal in the entire world. And it's got one currently implausible quirk about it.
Wow, that's hard.
Like a talking dog. What is that pet? You've got one already, Mark?
Spider monkey, and he rolls the best sushi anywhere.
Is this assuming that the animal is domesticated?
Yeah, let's assume that any animal can be domesticated for these purposes.
Dude, I got it. I got mine.
I go monkey. Chimpanzee. It's like you have a human.
A chimpanzee that does what? Quirky.
Fucking listens to me and doesn't shit everywhere.
I take sushi over that. That's two things.
I think they're little enough. You guys are having talking dogs. I think mine can just be, it doesn't shit everywhere and listens to me. I don't think that's too hard. It's got laser eyes. All right. Other shit, just laser eyes. Chimp with laser eyes.
What if he blink? Oh, he'd kill you.
I don't care. Who cares? Dude?
Mine is.
It ain't gonna happen.
Mine is a lion, and his implausible whatever quirk is the fact that he is the ultimate wingman. So I'm gonna go to a bar with a lion.
And I'm crazy, because I don't want the shit everywhere. He's got a...
Hey. Girls will come home with me, because they'll be like, the lion's gonna eat me if I don't. He'll be like, have you what? Seen Nick?
Dude.
Bob Rollorbin.
Looking for a man without barbs on his penis?
I wonder how hard it would be to get, like, a full-sized lion, like, big old puppet. I would love to do Lion Wingman as a sketch.
Yes! Done. We're doing it.
Seems like it'd be very... Just get a fucking lion costume.
Yeah, like Wizard of Oz lion
we'll
costume.
Just get a Wizard of Oz Halloween. Lion costume.
To me, that's not as funny as like a very realistic lion.
Well, I think you're going to be hard-pressed to find one.
What if we kill one?
Shut up.
Why would you kill a lion and carry around its carcass, you sicko?
No, he's freak. You can go in it.
That's crazy.
Like a tauntaun.
Not unlike
Chicago
a tauntaun.
Chicago winters are like Hoth. I rest my case.
I just thought of my pet. It's dumb. Surprise. I want to have an orangutan that can just fucking shred out Van Halen solos on the guitar, but that's the only guitar he knows how to play. I'll say he can play Van Halen songs. Perfect. Like, to every single note. But... Everyone, all my friends, all my family and my neighbors, they'll try and get it to play other songs. And then it'll just look at the guitar like it's a completely foreign object.
That's so dumb. That's unbelievable.
You have to give it some limitation. Otherwise, it's going to be the world's most famous orangutan.
Dude,
and I don't want that kind of press.
Van Halen. It's going to be the world's most famous.
It's going to be like the most popular YouTube clip for like a week and a half.
No, I don't know, dude. That's pretty popular. That's pretty amazing.
I'm
very confident there would be press on it all around the world.
I'd put it in my new shit.
Yeah, no one would give a shit about the laser-eyed chimp.
That is such horseshit. Or just a chimp who didn't shit everywhere and listen to
me. You mock me. Wait till I bring...
And in lighter news, a chimp that doesn't defecate in its owner's house.
Huh?
Here's Mark Johnson with the report.
Thanks, Tim. The chimp is actually listening to anything that the owner says and... And it's not shitting everywhere that in previous.
All right, we're on ABC, Mark. We're on ABC.
Sorry, you're gonna have to bleep that.
It's live. Whatever.
Okay, Brian.
I'm fired, aren't I?
Yeah.
mine would be a cat that could read my mind and influence other people's minds.
Like a Jedi cat.
Kind of. Yeah. Like, I take it back. Cat, Jedi cat.
Why?
Yeah, Jedi. He didn't have a lightsaber.
God damn it,
Jedi cat.
It's ridiculous.
That sounds like an internet phenomenon.
Why do they all have to have superpowers?
I didn't say superpowers.
A wingman is not a superpower.
He's a Jedi. That's my one thing.
Wingman is not... You can do it.
A collection of powers, though.
Whatever.
All right. So if I can't have Alf, I guess I would choose a dog with all of the capabilities of Alf.
So that he wisecracks and eats cats and gets abducted in his final episode?
Yeah. And Alf...
For all the Alf listeners out there.
And Alf Dog would be my ultimate wingman. Alf Dog would play in my fantasy baseball league. Alf Dog would, like, fucking hang out with me and go get hot dogs.
I think a dog that talked actually might be the best for...
No, life. I'd rather it be like Alf.
No, but you could train it to do all these things that we're explaining, except for laser eyes.
Well, but he could have the personality of an asshole, or he could have the personality of Alf.
But he's man's best friend, so he might be your best friend.
But he's also Alf.
All he right. could never roll sushi or play guitar because he doesn't have opposable thumbs.
I don't need Alf to roll sushi or play guitar. I just need him to be awesome in Alf. Like,
Tins would say no. He's got to get that guitar playing that orangutan.
I like
how cool we have, like, is that
three,
though?
Three primates, two cats, and one dog.
I think it's the primates are more fun. I think because they can do more human like things.
Yeah, I'm looking at a practical sense.
Alf acts more human than all of you.
Are you saying? Wait, are you suggesting?
Brian, why? Is your
Alf dog going to be bipedal as well?
Yeah, he has all the capabilities.
Okay, so it's a dog that walks on its hind legs.
Yeah.
But does that mean he has to, like, hide behind, stand behind the counter at all times? He's always standing behind a chair. You never see him walking by himself, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, you as his owner would never be able to see the bottom half of your pet.
I don't care. No, you do That's see the bottom
like
half of
Alf. Picture, I like to
you
I'm
see the bottom
my
half
mind.
Of Alf a bunch of times.
Yeah, but the like whole sick. Body at once?
Yes.
Also, your dog
yes,
will
he walks around
and
you see
seasons.
Him. He was played by a midget in a suit.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, there were two types of Alf. There was midget in a suit, and there was hand puppet Elf.
Little person
okay, wait,
in
B-Wo,
a suit.
Wait, B-Wo, someday, even if this is just one show, can we book a show at, like, the playground or something? Just a two-man improv show?
Me and Alf?
Called, no, it's going to be the two of us, but the name of our group is going to be Two Kinds of Alf.
Two kinds of
that's
Alf.
So dumb.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I'll
man.
Do that show.
I like to picture this dog of yours with a cigar in its mouth and just.
Of course.
Lionel had a smoky
he'd
jacket.
He'd even wear jackets sometimes. And,
you
and
people
like,
clothes.
Yeah,
this goes
he'd
back
wear
to my
clothes.
Right, my original statement. Putting dogs as people.
Lion drinks whiskey. My lion drinks whiskey.
Yeah, it's got to have a drink at the bar. It's gonna feel out of place.
Places
so the, with what you, type of jokes whiskey everywhere. Is it? Like a bourbon? Is it a scotch?
It's a scotch. He drinks it slowly. He has a cigar.
Your lion wingman.
Scotch, space side, possibly.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't. I'm gonna call you on this one. I don't think. I would argue if the wingman is his quirky ability, the ability to discern different types of scotch would be another one entirely.
Look, he just drinks what I put in front of him and does his job.
Okay.
So you just only
I just don't
give think... your lion space-side single malt scotch. What a waste. He'd take a beer.
I would argue that...
Why would you spend that money on a fucking...
I know nothing of
you
scotch.
You could spend that money on a human. There are children that are hungry.
But will those children help me get laid?
They could.
Wow.
You play your cards
Whoa.
With.
All right. Oh, that's...
Well, at least we know where you stand.
That's about all the time we have for today's podcast.
I'm like Richard Gere in Primal Fear.
Yeah.
Hold yeah.
On. You're the lawyer, then.
Nice talking to you, boys.
Right?
Yeah. All right. Well, that just about wraps up this week's podcast. Again, keep...
Thanks, Jerry.
I
keep,
hope that
answered
your question. What a guy, you know? What a
yeah,
great
thank
question.
You.
Yeah, and Jerry, as well as everybody else, keep checking back on the website all
was
week
the, wasn't
for...
Wasn't the question, what about pets?
Yeah.
Which I believe okay, we have thoroughly answered.
We didn't talk about pets.
Oh, okay.
Slightly rephrased it.
Yeah, we totally did.
So,
plus 10, right?
Plus 10 charisma.
Yeah. So check back on the website the remainder of the week for what I'm sure will be many more fun pet-related posts. So thank you for listening. We are 8 kinds of Alf. Have 8 cats and eat them all. Say bye, everybody.
Meow.